This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A car traveling toward Denver on I-70 was carrying more than 100 pounds of fentanyl. CPR's Allison Sherry says that's a record seizure by authorities.
The car was stopped by state troopers near Georgetown last month. And law enforcement say this amount of pure fentanyl powder could kill more than 20 million people. It was the largest fentanyl seizure ever made in Colorado and one of the biggest in the country. The number of fentanyl seizures on state highways is up more than 300% from last year at this time. The State Patrol said the drugs were hidden in trapdoors beneath the floorboards. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
President Biden met with Democratic governors, including Jared Polis, Friday, to discuss the recent overturning of Roe v. Wade and how to protect abortion access. During a virtual meeting, the president called the U.S. Supreme Court's decision tragic. Polis urged Congress members to pass laws that guarantee the right to things like abortion and contraception, and he called on the president to take executive action on these issues. And Gross Reservoir reopens to the public today after it was closed for 2 weeks due to a crash. Crews removed a rock hauler that slid down an embankment and sank after an unpaved road gave out underneath it. A construction worker driving the truck died in the incident. Meanwhile, Denver Water says the Gross Reservoir expansion project will start back up later this month. This is CPR News.